to Deep Dive, The Feed, Episode 3.
Haunted.
We're back again. It's Andy Tarnoff, the host of the Deep Dive Podcast Network. Aaron Labor, we are here for Episode 3. We have a tagline.
We do. We worked hard on this, so.
You want to hear it?
I mean, I know it, but I want them to hear it.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it. The Feed, where we mine Facebook Marketplace for everything from the weird to the wonderful, and find some humanity along the way. And this week, we tackle the question of, is Facebook Marketplace a portal to the other side?
Can I try that one time too?
Yeah.
Because I think I like the way you did it.
Do it.
But I just want to just see the feed, or remind Facebook Marketplace for everything from the weird to the wonderful, and find some humanity along the way. And this week, we will tackle the question of, is Facebook Marketplace a portal to the other side?
Yeah, you did yours better.
Okay.
Okay. So it being Halloween season, we are going to look at some haunted, scary Facebook Marketplace listings and pick them apart and see if they truly are haunted, truly are portals.
It's a whole variety. It's a whole grab bag, if you will.
I will.
Great. Well, that's more convenient than if you wouldn't. That wouldn't get us very far. We were inspired by the fact that we're recording this shortly before Halloween, but that was really just the inspiration to type the word haunted into Facebook Marketplace and see what we came up with.
Yeah, so what'd you find?
So many things. I mean, really a range. Like, there's like everything from like the creepy and silly to like the haunted, and you know, we'll determine. There's even a range of that. So there's arguably, who knows? This is all subjective. Like, I mean, just for the record, I don't know how I feel. How do you feel about the idea of, you know,
the paranormal?
Yeah, the ghosts living among us.
I don't buy it.
No, nothing. You don't even, nothing.
Nope.
I mean, do you believe that it's possible that there are apparitions that are interacting with objects? Or you think every time somebody cites that experience, they're either lying or they're delusional or I don't think
they're lying. First of all, I think that they believe it, but I think that it's coincidence and stuff. I think that
like the wind or something.
Yeah. Or it's confirmation bias, you know, like you think it's going to be haunted. Therefore, all I know is if I was a ghost, my interactions with the other side would be more meaningful and less like, oh, look, I moved a vase.
Right. But what if you were limited? What if you wanted to do other things, but as a ghost,
that's all you
only
could do?
Had certain, because my understanding, and it's not vast, but if there's a there, that they're like a summon all their powers to just do the smallest of things. And some ghosts are more powerful than others.
Yeah. You know? Then I wonder what's the point? Like, what kind of message are you getting across if you're moving a vase?
Well, I think that they're just doing their best. I mean, aren't we all just doing our best? We're trying to get our message across, and we use the tools that we have in front of us, right?
Yeah, I guess. I just.
This could be a
look.
Be
I don't.
A topic
I don't. I don't. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know.
I appreciate your.
I'm agnostic when it comes to ghosts.
Took the word right out of my mouth.
So.
I appreciate your openness to the concept. It's probably a good attitude to have as we're looking at a variety of things that could be haunted.
I mean, I hope.
Some are claimed to be haunted.
I hope there are ghosts, good ghosts.
Oh, back. Yeah, we were still talking about that. I thought we were moving on to the listings. I thought we were doing a segue. No? All right. No, cool. We are getting into the creepy section first.
Okay.
Okay. So there are, as I said before, there are some creepy stuff and there's some like really supposedly haunted stuff. This is the more of the lighter stuff. Okay. So this is Halloween doll head, creepy, evil, scary, haunted, blinking eyes, folk art vintage. First of all, that is a banger of a title. Like, that's a lot of information packed in to a title. So I just dig that. Are you ready to see and hear this?
I think so. It looks unpleasant.
Yeah, let's see. I wouldn't say it's scary.
I mean,
it is folk art. So I feel like the base is softening the look of the whole thing. Like, I'm making it more art than...
True. Those eyes, though,
scary. I mean, it's totally creepy.
So is this.
Watch this part.
Dirty hand.
Watch this part. Watch him demonstrate what happens with how you do the eyes. But it looks like he's choking him out. He looks like he's had enough of this doll. He's like,
I don't care for this.
No, well, that's the thing. I would not want to buy this at all. I have no desire to live with this in my home. But I think for the macabre artistic person, this is pretty cool, actually. You know, it's not my style at all. I mean, I love art and I appreciate creep. I don't want to live with it.
It's not something you'd buy at Michael's or at Halloween Express.
Oh, you could not buy this at Michael's. And you could not buy this at Halloween Express. No, not at all. Personally, for me, when I look at a piece of art, it's something that I internally want to live with and experience every day. This is not that. So for me. But like I said, I know some people that might enjoy this. So maybe I'll send it on along to them, you know?
$85 seems cheap, but...
Yeah, it's Facebook Marketplace, all negotiable.
Okay.
All right, you want to see the next one?
Yes, I do.
And again, this is creepy silly time. So this is nothing. Don't get too scared, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. This is a haunted spooky lady doll.
No, it's not.
No, look, watch. Oh, haunted. Okay.
No.
I know it doesn't look like it, but watch when you read it and wait till you hear this story. This doll is super spooky and haunted for sure. For sure. One time the head spun all the way around and I was like, whoa, that spooky doll's head just did a full spinny. This doll is super haunted, guys. Call a priest. First come, first serve. God bless.
Ha ha.
Yeah, you're not buying it?
No, it's a broken Barbie doll, a broken off-brand Barbie doll.
Look, it's backwards right there. There it is. That's a picture of it.
But you can do that to any Barbie doll head. You have a daughter. You saw this.
Yeah.
How much is that?
$13.
That wasn't even $13 new.
$13. You want to go to Chicago to check out that?
No, I just want to talk about that. That's a clever Halloween listing, but I mean, that's someone just selling something.
That's true. That's a good Facebook Marketplace tip, you know?
Write the title to...
To cater to the season.
Yeah, I don't think that's spooky, haunted at all. It's just a doll.
It's not.
It's just a doll.
Again, we're in the silly part. Okay. And lastly, but not leastly.
This is the one I sent you.
So
I'm not just here to receive your
No, this is a new ideas. New thing for us. You are responsible for putting this image in everybody's heads. So thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a reborn baby gorilla. It's Kiwi.
Yeah, it seems that way. It is by Denise Pratt.
Let's try to figure this one out because I'm a touch confused.
Let's run through the pictures real quick because they are stunning. The transfixing. Like, I'm really sucked.
Those eyes.
Deep into those eyes.
Pull you in.
You know?
Yeah. This isn't a toy or a doll. This is something more serious, I think.
I think so. And well, what's weird is I just watched like this documentary on baby chimps and people raising chimps. Did you see this at all?
No, but I'm familiar with it.
Oh, my word. And so like I saw this. You sent me this link like while I was watching it. Like, what's going on? So this is discontinued kit.
Why?
By Denise Pratt. I'm assuming it's capitalized K, but for kit, but I don't think that's the name of the gorilla.
Kiwi is the name. Yeah.
Right? Do you think that is an autocorrect for Kiwi? Do you think it's supposed to be discontinued Kiwi, or do you think
autocorrect? I bet.
Or is there a whole kit involved here of
like
stuff,
accessories? Build your own monkey.
Well, it does obviously come with a lot of stuff.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, look at all this stuff. I mean, you can get that at any baby store. Anyway, all right, discontinued kit by Denise Pratt, 17 inches long, rooted black hair. Yeah, there it is. The rooted black hair, vinyl limbs filled with polyfiber and beads, weighs 3 pounds, 8.6 ounces as seen in pic. Oh,
I'm a little confused about that one without the hair on it, but maybe it gets explained in the description.
Oh, yeah. This top picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the creepiest of all the pictures. I'm glad we can't see all of it. I can do a box opening for whomever would like one, if you in fact know what that is. And if not, he will come with items shown and a few extras. Like, she'll do a live presentation. Is she going to, like, I feel like you're adopting something from this person and they're going to, like,
here's your new baby.
Right. And now, and here, like, you're going to unbox this baby in my home? Like, is that what you're saying?
All for $340?
If that's what you're inferring, I do not know what that is. Like, I know what a box opening is.
Yeah, it's opening a box.
And I know that, like, people do,
But that's not how they give
you your child. They do that on the internet.
Right. But that's an unboxing.
That's an unboxing. That's not a box opening.
So I guess we don't know what an box opening is.
For whomever would like one, if you in fact know it. In fact, I do not know what that is.
Well,
here's the thing. If you do not want one or know what that is, then he will come with extra things. That's really what this says. It's in Milwaukee.
Okay, so we could do a box opening. We could get our box opening if we wanted.
Oh, we should do that. We could have a guest on the podcast. Ooh, that would be fun. Just a note, he is not a toy for really small children, okay? Even though I can understand why you might think he is, but he is not. He is to be taken care of, as he is obviously expensive and a remarkable piece of art. With this chimp, you're not just like buying an item. You are adopting
a member of your family.
A member of your family who is also obviously an expensive, remarkable piece of art. And that
just like children.
And if you can't accept that and understand that, you will not be adopting Kiwi.
This week you accumulated some more things.
Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?
And you have, as you are filling up your home with Facebook Marketplace.
Maybe.
Well, let's let the viewer decide, because you've accumulated a video package.
I've kind of created a little terrarium in my kitchen. So I'm going to pause it just for a moment. So this is this cool art clock that I picked up. It is made from all recycled things and whatnot. It's wild, and it's a one of a kind. And then these guys are lawn ornaments that are cast iron frogs. And there's like this dad who's like not paying attention to anything. And then there's like this like sexy frog laying on the ground reading a book, and this like teenager cad who's like looking over her shoulder, like kind of hitting on her. And then I added, look at that.
What is that?
That's a kind of a mirror with motion involved, with wolves and a waterfall and sound effects.
I like that.
And it's in my kitchen.
Look, that wolf is smiling. I
yeah.
Like that.
What, do you like that?
Yeah. What else?
Do you know about uranium glass?
I do.
So I got a couple of these.
Glass tumbler made by Tiffin. They have uranium. So
hard
under
to
black
see
light, they
in
will
the sunlight. But do you know about glow. Those?
Yeah, back in the day, people used to play around with radioactive materials for various different things. They put it in glass, and you have a glow-in-the-dark glass, which may or may not give you radiation poisoning.
Yeah, I mean,
probably not.
I mean, there's a big, probably not.
Okay.
In small doses, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, listen.
I mean, don't drink out of it.
You sure?
Well, I don't know. It's got uranium in it.
Don't drink any, you mean starting now I shouldn't drink out of it? That's just a theory, though, right?
Yeah, I don't have.
That's
just a
tip.
Well, I mean, it's got uranium in it.
Yeah, I'll do my own research.
Okay. How many of those did you get?
Two.
Okay.
And look at my bobblehead. Amazing array of bobbleheads are growing, and I got these old timey. Look at those. Have you ever seen anything like this?
What are those?
They're like reliefs that hang on the wall, which I now hung on the wall, but at this point they weren't hung yet.
Those are cool.
Yeah, they're just super old timey. Anyway, thought they were kind of cool. And look at this guy.
What is that?
It's a mug called The Hangover. And as you can see, there it is, The Hangover.
Okay.
And
there's an elephant inside?
Yeah, here, I'll show you again. Here, wait, I'll run it back for just a moment so you can see. Yes, look at this. So it's got this like really grumpy look, and this is like what your face looks like. This is it took me a minute to figure this out, because I just saw it. I'm like, I want this. I don't know why, but it's weird and I want it. And then I'm had it. So I got to reflect on what it was. And I think, yes, it's called The Hangover. And I think the face is like what you look like on the outside when you have a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
But then what nobody sees until you get on the inside is this like the pink elephant that's really running around in your head. Like,
okay. I like it.
All. It's been a fun week. What do you think of those purchases? Do you think they were good ones?
How much did you pay for them?
Which one do you like the best? Let me put it that way. Which purchase do you think of those?
I like
things?
The mirror. I like the
that's
mirror.
What I thought. So
I like the mirror. $40.
That's exactly what I thought.
I support
nice.
It.
Nice. And do you know what's funny about that mirror too?
No.
I ended up getting something else from, so it's a husband and wife team in the Madison area or Lake Mills. And I got something else from them. So I saw them again, and she told me I bought two items from them that were the cursed items that people had said they were going to buy, but they never seemed to be able to sell. And one of them was that mirror. And so I told her I loved it. And her husband got very excited because he loves that mirror too. And she hates it. And the other one is called she called it a scrotum lamp. And she hoped that I wasn't offended when I said, and she said that.
Yeah, save that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the uranium glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were cheap.
$8.
Oh. No, 20, I think, for both.
The rest of them don't do a ton for me, but I those are some good purchases. Okay, next segment,
yeah.
We're going back to the listings, and now we're moving from the creepy to the potentially haunted.
Yeah, potentially.
And there are a lot of dolls in this one.
And we were kind of ramping it up as we go. So we're going to start with, like, the clearly not haunted, and then move into, like, all the way up to, like, probably haunted.
Okay.
All right. Do you concur?
Yes.
Even with the probably haunted part, I thought you might disagree.
It would be no fun if I said none of these are haunted.
Okay, fine. All right, great. Ready?
Yes.
All right. First of all, this one is not scary at all because this doll is retired. $80.
Not
this
funny.
This is probably a collectible of some kind, I'm assuming. The fact that it's a retired haunted doll made me giggle because I felt like she's probably... like done. She's just kicking her feet up and, you know, I mean, that's pretty cool actually when I thought about it. Cause like, you know, when you die, you think you're retired, right?
But no, you have more work to do.
Apparently not. Cause all these other haunted things are still doing stuff, but this one finally achieved it. She's retired.
Okay. Kind
of
funny.
So that's nice. Great.
Kind of
funny.
We'll move on. Not haunted.
No, these are maybe haunted dolls. And they're just crammed into this guy.
They're certainly uncomfortable.
They're definitely uncomfortable.
Are they conjoined twins?
I think they're maybe just pissed off about their living conditions.
Is there a description there?
No. The only description is dolls. So
may or may not be haunted.
Maybe haunted dolls. Dolls. That's it.
$20.
$20 for two dolls. That's $10 a doll.
Okay.
So this is hilarious. All right. You ready for this dad humor? Haunted doll. This doll scares me hard and I want it out of my house. It's a rare 1972 Mattel Saucy doll. She has tried to kill me a few times while I was sleeping and I've caught her moving on her own. Please take this evil abomination and give it a good home. Buyer beware. This is haunted. I'm not even going to play you the video because the video is not the funny part about this. I will play the video eventually, but watch this. Ready? Bam. What is up with that doll? That's all you really need to see.
Yeah. Do you think that's how it came in 1972?
I am guessing that it is like moldable or something because look at her mouth here and look at her there. See, I think it's actually just like a moldable face in this antique doll.
Okay. I hate
and,
it.
And they're trying to make it. Do you want to see the dumb video?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
You want to see it again?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, it is 4 seconds long. One more time?
No. No, thank you.
Too bad.
Props to that guy.
$75?
No.
Okay. It might be actually collectible, but the
not
fact,
by me it won't be.
The fact that he added that and led with that video and tried to frame it, if it was really collectible, then it should be like, here's the reason this doll is worth $75. I admire the creativity in this.
Yeah.
And it is no way justifies the price. And that's all. It's like he's marketing it to the wrong people right now. Smart asses would like this, but collectors would pay that. You're not going to hit both here. So how about haunted porcelain doll? Are you ready for this?
I'm not sure.
I know it's getting worse, but we're almost done. Okay. It's almost over. Almost over. In fact, this is the last doll thing we've got.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't look like a huge deal, right? Just two pictures, but this is in the words. All right. Haunted porcelain doll with a ton of exclamation points. This doll is passed down from my sister's boyfriend's grandma.
Sister's boyfriend's grandma. Got it.
Sister's boyfriend's grandma. Okay. She's a collector of porcelain dolls.
Okay. So far, so good.
Right. She would always say she hated the doll because it would do things. But to this day, she wouldn't say what. So she gave it to me. And now I'm at this point of selling it. It's been giving me and my girlfriend nightmares. It would always appear in them too. Shadow people are seen around in the house more often. Cries from a baby would be heard. Knocks that are beyond loud. And whispering can be heard here and there. Buy at your own risk. No joke. Reason for price is to know it just won't be thrown away.
I don't think this person's kidding.
I don't either. There's nothing funny about this. I mean, I think it's funny, but they're mean it. Yeah.
Let me look at that doll.
There's not much to see. You want me to zoom in a little bit here?
It's
just a doll.
It's a little weird looking, but
right. I think that's
kind of eyes are a little strange.
And that is what makes it extra. I mean, the fact that there's nothing weird about it is what's freaking me out.
I appreciate their candor in saying that this doll is going to bring bad things into their lives.
Not a good selling technique.
I don't think it is, especially if they're not kidding, which I don't think they are.
Nope.
Like, please take on this curse. That's weird. She could have just said antique doll from my girlfriend's grandma.
Right. But that would be irresponsible.
Truth in advertising.
Then that would be on them.
Listed 4 weeks ago, so it's not flying off the shelves.
It's surprising.
And it's 80
bucks. Surprising. People aren't rushing to pick up this haunted doll. But now it's, you know, right in time for Halloween. So shadow people, cries from a baby, knocks that are beyond loud. And it all started once they got the doll.
I'm glad I don't believe in this stuff, but I would not add that to my home.
The episode's not over. In fact, we have one more link.
Okay.
This is a little serious, all right? This is not an object that you can bring home. This is a home. A real haunted house.
Hello.
We got to watch this video. First thing we're going to do is watch this 46-second super, super creepy video. You ready?
Uh-huh.
This is in Lawrenceville, Illinois, of course. This old house, 1922, I think, has been the home of a school, a nursing home, and has raised several families.
A pretty house.
We bought it a couple of months ago, and right away my partner got sick and died 2 weeks later.
Jesus.
I've been in there and heard voices slamming doors, people walking on the other floors. I'm taking a big lose, and I'm letting my 28-foot Carver yacht go with it. I want it gone.
Wow.
You won't even go in that house anymore. Look at that. He's filming. I love how it feels like he's like,
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Like he's in like a chase scene already. Right. So yeah,
is this real, you think?
He's selling a house for 20 grand. Here, do you want to see the pictures?
Yeah,
There's a lot of pictures to see.
Yeah.
It sure looks real. If you're going to picture a haunted house.
That looks like a haunted house.
Right?
With a lot of black mold on it.
Yeah. They bought it 2 months ago, and then his partner got sick and died. I mean, is obviously super tragic, so I'm not making light of that.
Is he blaming the house for it, though?
I mean, effectively.
Okay.
I guess they bought it to fix up, and then that never happened. So those are all the pictures.
That's weird.
Right? Isn't it?
I would have to do some research on
Sumner, Illinois. I mean,
$20,000.
Listed 1 day ago.
So I have a feeling that one's
to
not.
It.
No, I just.
You think
have
you can
a,
take your time? You get a I boat think, too.
Oh, wait a minute. The boat itself could be worth $20,000.
Well, right. And why is that? That's the thing that I'm a
What's
little.
What's that have to do with
anything? I know. I'm a little confused about that. Why would you need to be selling your boat as well? Is the boat is now cursed because of the house?
That's
he
weird.
Doesn't say anything about the boat, you know.
That's weird.
Being haunted. So
that's.
I know. Isn't that weird? That's See what happens when you type in haunted on Facebook Marketplace? Yeah. Strange things.
Okay.
Well,
can we change the vibe a little bit?
Yeah, are you ready to lighten it up lighten it back up again?
Those are some freaky items, and I don't want any of them.
No. I mean I thought about I like to buy something and bring it in to show you. And
yeah.
As I was looking at these things, I'm like, I don't want any of these things. So I did not buy any haunted stuff.
Okay.
I want you to feel okay that I did not bring anything.
Okay, so the things you are going to show me are not scary.
Yes, I found things that are not that I already had that I thought fit thematically into the situation.
I'd love to see what you brought.
Great. And one of these things we've already talked about, but I thought I would show you The skull guitar.
Oh,
we
there
talked
it
about
is.
This in the very first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tuned it up a
you
little bit.
You learned how to tune it?
A little. I mean,
you play
you
it
know,
a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'm working on it.
That's cool.
I mean,
it's
something, right? And honestly, I think with some accompanying things, that could be a complimentary sound.
I'm going to ask Courtney Taylor from our other deep dive podcast,
yeah.
Wine Acoustics, if
yeah.
he knows how to play something like this.
Yeah, ask him how it should be tuned, because I was just kind of guessing. I did it like a dulcimer. So I did it like one string is one note and the other two are the same note. That's how dulcimers are.
This is cool. I like it. And this
right.
was cheap, wasn't it?
$10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And it's a skull. So,
so
it's
Halloween.
A theme.
Happy Halloween.
Right, right.
Okay.
And not haunted at all. So there's that. This is not Halloween themed, but it is, I feel, really creepy.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right?
That is.
And it gets here. I'm going to.
Weird little boy Packer.
I'm just going to put it right by the microphone so you can hear.
Oh, he makes noise.
Yeah. It. He dances just a little bit.
Okay.
Ready?
Some Monday Night Football theme.
Yeah. He's got like a broken hip or something. He's just like, meh. See, he's supposed to.
Are you ready for some football?
This is
with
old
Frank,
school.
Dan, and Al.
This is. All right, it's old school. That was before all the country stuff got in there.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's something.
It's a.
How much?
So, also $10. I should ask you. Whoa, wait, what?
Ten.
Steel. Steel. Isaac. Steel.
Steel. Steel.
Yeah. Yeah, $10, right?
Yeah, steal.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like the king of all my bobbleheads now. So you probably got a little preview of that in the home video.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and finally, I've not opened this yet.
Okay.
Right? So this could be a box opening, if you will.
Not an unboxing.
Nope.
A box opening.
If you even know what that is. Back from the dead, it is Richard Simmons.
Aw.
Right?
May he rest in peace.
I'm going to hand this to you. Gently, precious cargo here. He speaks. Richard Simmons speaks again, if you choose to enact that.
I don't want to open it.
Okay, then let's just leave it be.
It seems too.
We can save that for the future.
It seems too,
you know,
precious. Too soon.
Should we put him in the studio?
Yeah, I think we should.
Let's add him to like.
I think we should.
That would be. I think that's nice.
I liked that guy.
Yeah, he is great. Here, maybe we can do there. Look at that. I like.
Did
that.
You buy it after he died?
Yeah, I bought it just like last week. I've got actually a really fun video. There's a short of it, actually. I put a short of it.
Okay, so let me guess how much you paid for that one.
Okay.
$25.
So what's funny is that I tried to pay $15 because I said, how much do I owe you? $15? And he's like, no, $10. $15 is way too much for this.
Oh.
So you know what that is.
That is a deal.
That's a steal.
That's a steal.
That's a steal.
That's a steal.
And I was so excited and was very excited to give it to me, so to speak.
On that note, let's go back to our...
to our script?
No. I want to read our tagline, the feed.
Oh, yeah.
It's where we mine Facebook Marketplace for everything, from the weird to the wonderful, and find some humanity along the way.
Did we answer the question today?
Is Facebook Marketplace a portal to the other side?
Yeah.
I think we answered the question, and I think the answer is no.
Yeah, probably not. But time will tell.
Okay.
Because tomorrow is a new day, and we don't know what we're going to find on Facebook Marketplace.
Please like and subscribe.
Please.
I got to aim. Turn to the camera. Break the fourth wall. Please like and subscribe.
I get to do that, too.
Deep dive. The feed. We don't just... throw that one out there as lip service because we're actually reading the comments. We're looking at the subscribers and playing along as well, right, Aaron?
Absolutely. No, that feels weird. I'm not doing that.
You look at me. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to look at you. Yes, for sure. This is one big experiment, and we are having fun, and we would love to know if you are, I guess I would say.
You're supposed to say we will respond.
Oh, right. Exactly. Because once we find out if you're having, once you give us some comments, yeah, we are going to respond big time. Also, if you have links to send us, please, you know, like everybody.
That's why you should like and subscribe.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just to humor us.
No.
To be part of the process.
Right, right. Everybody I tell about this, you know, locally in my little circle,
yeah,
all of a sudden I'm getting links from people.
See?
So it's really,
it's working. It's
making my job easier.
Fantastic. I'm a little freaked out by this episode. These things are, I'm not, even though I don't really believe in this stuff, I still am capable of having nightmares, and I'm afraid that that might happen.
Do you think we should burn some sage just to
smudge?
Is that what you do?
Yes, it's called smudging. It is burning, but it's called smudging.
Okay. Do you think we should sage it up?
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
You believe in that?
No.
Great.
But I'll do it anyway. It smells okay. Good.
Well, it balances out.
Thanks for joining us on episode 3.
Yeah.
Of Deep Dive the Feed. I'm Andy Tarnoff. This is Aaron Labor, that guy. And we'll be back at you with more ridiculous, cool, funny,
scary,
awesome,
probably not scary next time,
things after Halloween. Happy Halloween.
You never know.
See ya.